The room decor shows that we have entered the area reserved for spectacular sports and its importance to the media. The largest part of this thematic area is the comparison of the media performances of the two Portuguese number ones in the world from generations which are distant in time. If you look closely, and I hope you do, the ingredients and scope of the media coverage are very similar. Eusebio's wedding, for example, was broadcast live on TV, as would Cristiano Ronaldo's be if he decided to get married. The big difference lies in the range of the propagation. In Eusebio's time, our village was substantially smaller than today. Cristiano feels, in China, almost as at home as he does in Portugal. In this room, you can also enter José Mourinho's famous mind games. We imagined, with some recklessness, that Machiavelli's teachings to the Florentine prince were meant for Mourinho, and that he merely follows them in his press conferences. As you can see, journalist Manuel Quiroz is who presents the thematic area. As you can see, Manuel Quiroz is the journalist who presents the thematic area. But it's a great journalist from the past that we honour. Cândido de Oliveira. We publish excerpts of a documentary directed by Jorge Paixão da Costa, and for which we collected, among others, the testimony of Vitor Serpa, current director of the newspaper Candido, created A Bola. Don't go away without the experience of the transistor. Rest on the sofa, open the News Museum application you downloaded on your phone, and search for Hipa na Repequeca, a soundbite in the style of sports commentator Josu Perstrelo. Listen to radio commentary and try to guess the right answers. Oh, and don't forget to bring the cell phone close to your ear, like an old transistor.